So you went to the synagogue in Aberdare?
Yes, I went to Sunday school in Aberdare, Sunday mornings.
Can you describe the building to me?
Yes, it was a house. It's a terraced house. I've been back. I don't know who owned the house, but we were allowed the upstairs of the house. And the synagogue was there. And the person who ran the services was a Mr. Schlachter, childless, who lived on Clifton Street further up. Yes, I met other people, but I don't know that they were refugees. The Britses lived on another side of Aberdare. And I got to know them. I mean, there must have been others. Alan Schwartz must have been there. I suppose there were about 10 or 12 of us, but I rarely, my memory or my mind very rarely goes back to that.
So did men and women sit together in this room upstairs?
No. The men were in the front with the ark.
Yeah.
And the women were behind a sort of a partition, very, very separate. Me, as a young kid, I was allowed to go and be with my father in the front up until a certain age. I can't remember what the age was, but as a child, children were allowed in the front with the men. But I mean, it was all mumbo jumbo anyway. It was all in Hebrew. I've still got one of the books that we learnt out of, very different to now where you have quite a lot of English. This was only Hebrew. But somehow I managed the alphabet and I managed to read a little bit in a prayer book. It was enough. So when we came to Cardiff, we went into an Orthodox synagogue here, the Cathedral Road Shul. Yeah, you want me to stay in Aberdare?
Yeah, stay in Aberdare.
Right.
I'm just trying to, building was quite small and it's just a terrace.
It was a little terrace house, you know, sort of two up, two down, type of thing.
Was it decorated inside or plain or...?
I don't think it was decorated. I mean, the ark or whatever it was, I can't remember whether it was just a cupboard or where the scrolls, they did have scrolls which would come out. There again, you see, I mean, the old way was you mustn't look at anything. If the chauffeur came out, you weren't allowed to look at the chauffeur. And I mean, that was the same in Cathedral Road. You were not allowed, you could look at the books, the Torah, but you weren't allowed to look at the shofar,
right.
You know, the ram's horn that they blow.
So you also went to Haida there as well, at Aberdare?
In Aberdare, definitely, yes.
How often was that?
As far as I can remember, it was just once, although once a week. But that, as a girl, I don't think the boys, I think, have to go four or five times a week.
Yeah.
But I can't see anyone being able to take me down for five. I mean, if my father was working, my father did have a surgery there, but he also was still augmenting his salary with going over the mountain and helping out on the other side of the mountain in clinics.
So were there many children there?
In Aberdare?
Yeah, in the Haida.
I can't remember.
And did they have a minister?
No, because Mr. Schlachter did the services. He was also the shochet. I think he kept chickens.
So he would do the slaughtering?
He would do the slaughtering, yeah. They gave him this name because that's what he... Oh. There must have been other children in the Cheder. I can't really remember whether we would have had the class in the upstairs bit or whether it was downstairs. Maybe your other people can remember that. I can't.
But it was somewhere in that building.
I presume so. I don't know where else it would be.